and this, now she has it all closed up. Now this was, this is all open. And this is cold when you go through here in the wintertime. This is open. This was just open here. Here the pantry. All right, all this was the kitchen. And it had windows, you know, someplace along there. Now, here's the door, and the door would be in the middle of the kitchen. You know what I mean?
Certainly.
And here's a door here, and this door would be opposite this. And here is the rest of your porch, and this, I think, was brick. I think you could go and go around it. They didn't say anything to it, and if anything, he's stone deaf and kind of a little bit, and she's in bed with both her legs cut off here. She has diabetes.
Yes.
And
they probably
wouldn't mind if I wasn't there. Yeah, and so now this is, and I remember the stove used to be here. And this is it's a pretty good sized kitchen. And this is a pantry. Now they had, and this used to be open. And this was a passageway, you see? So all of this was, I'd say, well, the passageway would be, I think you'd be able to tell. There was a door here somewhere, see? And here was this pantry. Along in here someplace with the pantry. All of this was pantry. And the door would be along in here. And here's a door here. And your windows here. And a window here, I think, and a window here. And out this way was a brick house. It's still standing there where we had the I Help live. She was a German cook. Her name was Louisa Kogel. And that's brick. And back here was the stables. And where some of the help lived. And there's nothing of that left. And over here, here's the cistern along in here. And here, you'll see what's left of it. There was a well, and on top of that was a cedar tank, you know, where we used to get filled. And I'm sorry I couldn't draw this any better.
Oh, that's fine. That's excellent.
In other words, you have to make it, you know, that the sides come out right. And these, I think this has a bay window here.
From the picture, I noticed that.
Yeah. And there are windows back in here someplace. And this is part of my father's office. And there were four bedrooms along here, no closet, but there were wardrobes in all the rooms, see?
Well,
and
with that many bedrooms, did you call them something different? Like
No. In Mexico, we used to call them, the Commodus. We had a bedroom. They were bedrooms.
Well, who slept where?
Well, this was mine.
Did you call it your bedroom?
Yes, my bedroom. And this is where my father and mother, and then when he married Aunt Alice. And my brother slept here. But it seemed to me that a lot of the time I had an aunt that occupied this room and she taught school. So this was really my bedroom and these were my brother's.
So did you call that your brother's bedroom?
These here were my brother's bedroom, and I'd say this was my bedroom.
And where your mother and your father slept, what'd you call that?
Their bedroom.
You call them?
Yeah, my mother and father's bedroom. And I stayed in here a lot of the time, but if there was an aunt, and she'd be teaching school 9 months, I'd stay here. But you know, I wasn't there. You know, 13 years is awful young to leave home, so you see, I wasn't there.
But that's wonderful that you remember all that about it.
Oh, well, you know, thought I went back there. I mean, you know, you see, then the family was still living in 1909 when they moved to Edinburgh.